This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You know the toll booth, right? Driving, stopping, handing over the same 75 cents, or sometimes lots more depending on where you live, but handing it over to the same human being every single day. Or going through the fast pass lanes. Same deal, just faster. Seems so quaint in this era of what's called dynamic tolling, lanes that offer drivers a relatively free-flowing trip at a price that goes up and down with congestion. As with everything in which economics are involved, though, the law of unintended consequences is in full force here. From WLRN in Miami, Kenny Malone explains.
Kevin Serino is a man on a mission. Get home as quickly as possible.
Hey, it's me.
Serino has a 3-month-old son and an 18-month-old daughter. At 4 p.m. on the nose, Serino leaves his job at the University of Miami Medical School and checks in with his wife.
Okay, so I'm going to stop at Publix on the way home. Would you need anything?
When Kevin Serino leaves in the morning, his 18-month-old, Scarlett, is asleep. She goes to bed 4 hours from now. Every minute Serino wastes in traffic cuts into that precious family time. He throws his bag in a blue Chevy Cobalt he calls the Millennium Falcon and drives to his I-95 on-ramp, where an electronic sign will tell Kevin Serino his fate.
It looks like the toll is $7, so I'm not taking the express lanes today.
On the surface, this is a perfect example of how dynamic tolling is supposed to work, says the man behind the curtain.
That day you pay $7, we're trying to get you not to go there.
Traffic engineer Rory Santana has been running the I-95 express lanes in Miami since they opened 5 years ago. But over the last several years, record numbers of drivers have been willing to shell out the maximum toll of $7, which has been a problem for Santana.
If it's $7 and everybody piles in, we lost that opportunity to try and keep the speed up and keep the flow going.
Santana's seeing a strange express lane phenomenon, one recently documented by David Levinson at the University of Minnesota. Levinson looked at driver behavior on MinPass, one of the earliest dynamic tolling systems.
Our expectation was that when we raised the price, that fewer people would consume the good, which is what you typically find.
So imagine his surprise when higher prices actually drew more cars into the lanes.
People don't normally think about driving on high occupancy toll lanes as a prestige good.
Where people perceive more value as the price goes up. On the other hand, Levinson says, maybe there is a real value.
So if you're a type A person, you know, you might get some sort of psychological benefit from passing 20 other cars on your way to work. Even if by passing 20 cars, you've only saved yourself a minute or two. You're ahead in the race. So as a positional good, you think it's better.
And for the record, express lanes may or may not be better as the price goes up. Dynamic tolling changes to ensure free-flowing traffic in the express lanes. It has nothing to do with what's going on in the not-so-express lanes. But economist Tony Villamil thinks there's a bigger point here.
Everybody's fast, fast, fast.
Villamil's with the Washington Economics Group. And a willingness to pay, he says, is a refusal to wait. It's further evidence that the value of a second is higher than ever.
Maybe 20 years ago, people would say, why not take the more congested route? Time was not of essence like it is today in the business world.
It's been an hour now since Kevin Serino chose not to take the express lanes. And the thing is, it wasn't the money that scared him off.
The one thing I wish I had more of was time. You know, it's not money, it's not a better job or a better car, it's just I wish I had more time.
Serino learned that when the 95 express lanes were at their $7 max, authorities had clearly lost control of congestion, something they hoped to regain by raising the max to $10.50. Kevin Serino pulls into his driveway about 30 minutes later than he'd like.
I'm pretty tired out.
He walks up to his door,
Dad,
kisses his wife and kids, he pulls Scarlett out of her playpen, and she scrambles up onto the couch.
Ooh! Have you seen her do that before? Climb up onto the couch? I haven't seen her do that yet.
Serino says he would gladly pay $10.50 for 30 extra minutes of moments like that. In Miami, I'm Kenny Malone for Marketplace.